Happy 2023 to all of you. Hope you had a fantastic holiday season, and welcome to the first edition of Rebel Ramblings for the year 2023. Now, if you're not familiar with what Rebel Ramblings is, it's basically where I do just that, where I ramble about 5 to 10 minutes about a certain subject that I'm excited about and want to share with you that isn't quite a whole podcast worthy. So this episode, we're going to talk about the roadmap for 2023 and Postcards from the Galaxy's Edge, because this year, unlike last year, is really looking like things are calming down for me and I'm able to get back into content creating. Day job was a very challenging show. As always, I'm very happy to have a job in my career, but sometimes you're just not able to fit in hobbies. And that was last year. But this year is 2023, brand new start, and Postcards of the Galaxy's Edge is hopefully getting back into form. So here's some of the things you can look forward to. First and foremost, the podcast is coming back. It's looking like it's going to be once a month, so that's 12 new canon planets we are going to visit. One of the things I'm hoping to get back is my co-pilot, Jerry from Bombadcast, who does a fantastic job with the canon planet facts. I've tried it, just don't have the same knack like he does, so that's hopefully in the works. But yes, you'll be visiting several planets. The first one that is up to bat will be from Mustafar, and that will hopefully be at the end of this month. Another thing is Rebel Ramblings will be twice a month, where again, there's kind of something that piques my interest. You'll have a quick session on what's going on, so that's going to happen. So this is the first one, and we might have another one next week or the following week, just depending on the news cycle or if anything specific tickles my fancy. A brand new thing that is coming that's going to be on TikTok and the YouTube Shorts is something I'm calling Cooking Beyond the Spire. This was the brainchild from beginning of last year, but just again, didn't really get to take form, where I will be taking the various cookbooks. There's a couple from Galaxy's Edge and the baking, and just basically doing a recipe. So that's going to premiere on TikTok, but I will also do a version that will be on the YouTube channel for Shorts. But if you want to see more of the full episode, they will be a bit longer on YouTube. So that's kind of the channel updates on what's happening. Also, big thing happening is obviously Star Wars Celebration. Now, it's been a while since I've been to a Star Wars Celebration. This will be my third celebration, first one being the 2016 Celebration in London, and then of course the monumental Celebration 2019. And I'm very excited, obviously, as everybody knows, Celebration is back and will be here in London. So I might also be doing in maybe some of these Rebel Ramblings kind of a countdown to Celebration, giving some tips on basically if you've never been to Celebration before, or if you've never been to London before, or if you need to know things about the Excel Center, because I've been there for various events, be it the Olympics, Celebration, etc. So that's also very exciting, and we'll possibly be popping those on. Not quite sure what form, might be in Rebel Ramblings, who knows, it could be just the TikTok thing, not sure. But that is kind of the roadmap for Postcards from the Galaxy's Edge and all of its various subsidiaries, if that's even a word. Things I am really looking forward to covering in 2023, of course, as just mentioned, will be Celebration. Season 3 of The Mandalorian, I believe, starts in March, so that will be exciting. As of time of this recording yesterday, The Bad Batch 2 episodes have dropped. Now, Bad Batch, not quite my cup of tea. If it's yours, that's fantastic. I am not trashing on that. Might dip in and out. I'm going to watch them, see what I think, maybe talk about it a little bit. The very big thing I'm looking forward to is Star Wars Jedi Survivor. I will be talking more about that and all things Star Wars gaming on actually my gaming channel, which is Shenanigan Plays. And I do all things Star Wars gaming, and very recently I had a what we call a puppet created. If you're not familiar with what a VTuber is, traditionally they more have the look of like an anime kind of character, And what happens is through various technologies like motion capture and facial capture, you are able to basically have this avatar speak as you. Now, I've taken more of a kind of different approach. My first puppet is a Lego Ray, which I'm very excited for. And right now, just looking at commissioning a second puppet that is more the Shenanigan Plays logo and character, which is a form of Ray. I'm really enjoying this technology. It's something I do work with in my day job, so it's exciting to bring it into my creative outlets as well. And it's a bit more, you know, a little more privacy, because where I'm currently at, don't have really the space to have a cool, all my collections in the background and things of that nature. So that's something very cool. But yes, anything Star Wars gaming will be on Twitch. There is some, you'll have some Twitch clips from previous broadcasts. And if I do a just chatting where I'm talking about Star Wars gaming or anything like that, I will put the replay on the YouTube channel. And if you're wanting to find that YouTube channel, it's just youtube.com and then at Shannon Morin. I haven't really changed the name. That channel is from 2005. It was when YouTube literally first started. Quite proud of that, and is a very big evolution. Probably will post on the YouTube channel a kind of just channel update as well. Lots of updates for 2023. But that is Jedi Survivor, so that'll be a big thing. And then I think kind of topping it off, I'm very curious about Skeleton Crew. I'm not quite sure, I don't remember off the top of my head if the Acolyte is coming this year. Maybe it is, I don't quite remember, so you probably can remind me in the comments down below and everything. And then actually, I think we're getting a Star Wars Visions 2 this year as well, which is also very exciting, breakout hit for 2021. Because even though I'm not a big fan of kind of more like the style of animation that's Clone Wars, Rebels, Bad Batch, I'm really excited to see new styles and things for Visions. Like, I would literally love to see something that's like Into the Spider-Verse style, but Star Wars, oh my god, chef's kiss. Because I loved the like YouTube shorts of Galaxies of Adventure and the other one escapes me that came first that had all the stories. But that is it. That is what I'm looking forward to. Thank you for listening to this first episode of Rebel Ramblings. Links in the description down below where you can find all my socials, and I will see you guys next time.